Hello, and welcome, beautiful souls, back to this empowerment podcast. I am literally checking what number I am because I was pretty sure I was 97, but I'm actually 98. My goodness. So we're on episode 90 friggin' eight. That means in 2 weeks I'm doing 100. So if you have got any ideas for what I can do for my 100th episode that's a bit different, a bit unique, a bit like wowza, give me a shout, let me know. I'm totally up for like ideas and thoughts. So today, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is the 23rd of, I was like, what is the fourth? The 23rd of April 2025, and I am now nearing a week back from China. Just short of a week. So it's Wednesday the 23rd, and we came back last Thursday, although the whole traveling time obviously was a bit all over the place, as far as your body clock's concerned. However, actually I feel like we got into things pretty well, to be fair. Wasn't yeah It was 2 o'clock in the morning Thursday morning. Anyway, whatever. So and that being said, and that's totally not good English, but you're with me. I hope you're with me. Today we're going to talk about something that so many people, but all, like obviously mostly my audience is women, and the most people I speak to is women. However, this is something that everybody can be guilty of, but I would say it is more prevalent in women because of expectation, because of society. And it's also more prevalent in the people who are driven, who the doers, the givers. And they tend to struggle with downtime. They tend to struggle with resting, with white space, with doing nothing. And it was something that I used to do quite a lot, was just keeping myself busy. And in hindsight, actually, a lot of the busyness was like avoidance of, and this isn't actually what I'm getting onto today, but a lot of like keeping busy was avoidance of shit I had to deal with, like shit I had to acknowledge and shit I had to accept and shit I had to just fucking, excuse my language, but I just had to sit with and deal with and go through. And what I'm talking about is not just slowing down, but mentally and emotionally unplugging. And not because you've hit burnout, because that is the worst position you could be in, but actually to prevent it. Not because you're broken. Not because you're not good enough, not because anything else than because you're building something super, super sacred, and that is you. And we have to remember at the core of every single thing we do, every single person we are involved with, literally at the core of everything is you. And if you don't look after you, then all of those other things, all those spinning wheels, all those spinning plates, I think it's spinning plates is the right phrase, all those things that are like depending on you, they're going to crumble, they're going to fall apart. So we live in a world that glorifies that glorifies the hustle and the productivity and the go, 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 where our worth has actually been tied to that. Like, how much can we get done? How many boxes can we tick? How on, quote unquote, can we stay? But here's the truth. We are not machines. We are not we AI robots getting programmed with information. We are actually women, an actual human being, a creative force of nature. And nature has seasons for a reason. So if you are constantly switched on, running from task to task, thing to thing, saying yes to everybody, excuse me, excuse me again, a drink is needed. If you're constantly doing that, you might look successful on the outside. But inside, your soul is tired. And it's telling you it's tired. And when we ignore those little whispers, they will become screams. Whether that's burnout or anxiety or total lack of clarity and focus and creativity. which 100% happens when I get close to, when I'm flying too close to the sun. But eventually will beat you down. And so here's what I've learned on my own journey, especially through the moments I push too hard. And see, to be fair, sometimes I still do. Sometimes I still get caught in that trap, and sometimes there is space and there is time to know that you have to push in certain areas. Like if you've got a busy time in your business, like knowing when that is coming up and being having like autonomy over it and awareness to it in advance is really, really important. So that there will be some times that you are more worked than others. It might be times where there's a lot of stuff going on socially, or there's a lot of stuff going on with family, or whatever it is. Like life is not linear. There's lots of curveballs that come our way, but downtime is not wasted. It's actually integration. It's in the quiet that those inspirational messages come. It's in the pause that your creativity will return, and it's in the rest that your nervous system resets and your body heals and your ideas deepen. I don't know about you, but like when my place is the woods, so I went to the woods this morning, and sometimes you can be guilty of, again, when you're going out walks, whatever, the iPods, I don't have iPods, I'm not that cool, but like your pods, whatever, are in the iPods, the old wee machine into, I meant I ear things, anyway, you know what I mean, like you stick your I'm now trying to think of another fancier name. We'll see it, your pods. You stick them in and you're off in your walk, and you're completely disconnected from nature. You're completely disconnected from your own thoughts. Even when I went my run this morning, I was like, no, I'm not putting my music on just now, because I just sometimes, like, they're the most prevalent points to be like with your own thoughts and have awareness through your own thoughts. So when you give yourself permission to not be productive and give yourself that space, it doesn't mean be like that all the time. Like, because if you were never productive and you rested all the time, of course you wouldn't be successful. You wouldn't feel accomplished. You wouldn't get anything done. Like, and then you that wouldn't that's not going to make you feel good. But when you give yourself to have those moments of time, that space to have silence, to have nothingness, to have just a bit of space, a bit of nothingness. I'm just totally repeating myself, but I hope you're with me. But then when you create that space, you create space for something far more powerful, and that's presence. And from your presence comes power. Authentic, magnetic, soul-led power. So I want you to flip the narrative. Start seeing rest and downtime not as weak, lazy, or indulgent, but as strategic, as intentional, and as necessary for your next level. If we think about Olympians, they don't train 24/7. When they train frigging hard. But their body needs rest. High performers schedule recovery. And empowered women, they protect their peace like it is part of their purpose, because it absolutely is. So I want us to reflect together today, and I want us to ask ourselves, and do you know what? Sometimes, like, it's funny how that, like, I've actually done this about this week, because sometimes I need to, like, remember this as well. Like, and I've just been away to China, so I have had that downtime, although it was super busy. There wasn't a lot of resting involved. But when I came back, I was like, right, I'm going to get right back into everything, like, on the Thursday when I got back at 2 in the morning. And it just took me a few days. And at first I was a wee bit like hard on myself. I was kind of a bit of a two-edged sword. I was a bit hard on myself, and then I was also like, oh, it can wait. But then the other voice was coming in saying, oh, but if you wait, it's then going to become more, blah, 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 blah. And you know what it's like. But Actually, acknowledging that, do you know what, my body needed that, because although we were away for 2 weeks and therefore there wasn't stuff, I wasn't doing any business stuff, it was still super busy. So when I got home, and obviously there's a lot of traveling, like my body needed that time. It needed those couple of days to just be like, and I was coaching on the Sunday, so I only really had Thursday, if you can count that, because of the time difference, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I was coaching on Sunday. And then again on Monday, I was a bit burst. Like I'd done bits and pieces of work, but I didn't do what I would normally do on a Monday. So Tuesday, I would say, was my first day that I was like head down, all in, like productive. And part of me was kicking myself and like being like, I would be further ahead if I just da 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 da. But actually, do you know what? My body needed it. My body needed that time. My mind needed that time. Because yes, we were away on holiday, but it wasn't a chill out by the pool holiday. It was a let's go see this, let's go see this. Busy, busy, busy. In subways, on undergrounds, on like you name it. It was busy and it was exhausting. It was amazing. But it's incredible how this is exactly what I had to speak about today. So here's our reflective prompts questions. I want you to think about, where in my week can I intentionally create white space? Because that's the key word. See, when you aren't intentional about it, and I'm guilty of not being intentional about it, like those days we're not intentional, but I was ex had ridiculous expectations on myself in the first place. I should have been intentional about it. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. But anyway, we move. Number two, I want you to think about, what's one thing I can say no to so I can say yes to rest? We are very guilty as females of people pleasing. And that is something we have to put a bit of a stop sticker gap in. If you can say no to one thing, you are creating trust within yourself and boundaries within yourself that will allow that to therefore ripple off and become more of a thing. That's not saying you're not kind. That's not saying you're not helpful. It's saying that you're prioritizing you. And when you prioritize you, all those other things and all those other people that you help and you're kind to, they get the best of you. And number three, what happens to my creativity when I allow myself to be still? Trust me, before I went away to China, I was heading for burnout. I had no creativity in my head. I was felt very, very kind of stuck with regards to business and moving forward and driving things. And there's been lots of things that I'm now doing, as well as like having the space. But having that space, I was on Zoom with my studio manager yesterday about the dance school, and I was like, right, this is what we need to do, 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 do. And she was like, who is this person? Because before, I was very lackadaisical. Like I had lost that spark. I had lost that fire because I was getting burnt out, because I wasn't creating intentional space, because I wasn't scheduling in resting. I was going and doing all the things. I was going and doing all the self-care, but I wasn't scheduling time for resting. I wasn't being intentional with rest. So this is your gentle reminder to do what you need to do, not burn out, and to be worthy. Your power is not your pace. Your value is not your output. And sometimes the most productive thing you can do is actually pause. Because in the pause, you will reconnect with yourself, with your vision, and most importantly, with your why. So this week, I want you to make rest sacred. Make space for that beautiful magic. And remember that your creativity does not thrive in chaos. It blooms in the stillness. So if this episode landed in your heart and soul today, I would invite you to reflect deeper And if you're craving a sacred space to rest, reset, align, then remember we have a retreat coming up in a few weeks, 9th to the 11th of May, and that just might be calling your name. So until next time, stay grounded, stay present, and honor your rhythm, honor yourself. Have a magical, magical day, whatever you're up to. Lots of love, lots of healing, lots of resting vibes going your way. And I will be back with you again next week. Speak to you soon. Bye.